of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. The Morehead State Basketball Eagles open their final homestand of the season tonight with a women's men's Ohio Valley Conference twin bill against Southeast Missouri State. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Drew Barnett. The final two regular season games have massive implications for the MSU women. The Eagles are currently tied for fifth place in the OVC standings, but the field is so tightly bunched that the women could still end up with anywhere from the 2 to 7 seed in the league's postseason tournament. Why is that so important? Because the 2 seed gets a double bye all the way into the semifinals. Seeds 3 and 4 get a single bye. The remaining teams would have to win 4 games in 4 days to capture the tourney crown. Meanwhile, tonight's opponent, Southeast Missouri, is playing for its tournament life. The Red Hawks are currently on the outside looking in, but still have a chance to earn the 8th and final seed. MSU beat SEMO earlier this year, but that was all the way back on New Year's Eve. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, the penultimate game of the regular season.
What word was that?
Penultimate.
Penultimate. That sounds like something when I get my words all slurred.
It means next to last.
Next to last. I like it.
The penultimate game of the regular season for the Morehead State women's basketball team. And Coach Kayla Petrie getting her vocabulary lesson along with...
Hey, I'm from West Texas.
I'm from Eastern Kentucky.
We're kind of the same,
yeah,
to be honest.
Pretty much.
It's very similar.
Let's talk basketball for just a little bit.
Okay.
Pretty big game tonight. Pretty big two games coming up here. You're currently the 5 seed, but you've still got a mathematical chance at moving up as high as the 2, but also a mathematical chance to fall to the 7. So a lot still to be determined in these two games.
Yeah, I like how you phrase that. The good news of the people that are seated ahead of us, two sets of those teams are playing each other.
Yes.
So the likelihood, like if we can just win and take care of business, wouldn't you say?
Good chance at a bye. Very good chance.
Third, fourth,
yeah,
maybe. So like you said, at best 2, at worst 7th. But I think we'll know a little more after tonight. But like we just kept talking about, that 18-round fight, man, I do think we're so much better than a 7 seed.
Mm. You are.
I think so.
Yeah.
So
what was it like?
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
You know, you come into this game, you had played 4 games in 8 days. What was it like to have 7 full days to rest, heal, prepare?
I think it was better for us. We needed it physically more than anything, but I think mentally it was unbelievable for the girls. Like we were off Friday. Of course, we got in about 7 a.m. Friday morning after the Eastern game. We were off nothing at all on Friday. Saturday, they were off from me and from basketball, but trainers came in, did treatment, and Dylan put them through what is called a flush workout, and it's basically just fancy stretching and stuff to get the blood going and make their bodies feel better. And then we were completely off Sunday, so they didn't see me for 3 days, which is kind of unheard of, but I think mentally they needed it. And then we came back and had a good day Monday, concentrated on us, and then I think we did some shooting and stuff on Tuesday, and then got back into prep work. But fresh minds and bodies feeling good, I think, will help us, because that was just a beatdown.
Yeah. Coming back against a Southeast Missouri team that you've seen this season, but it's been all the way back since New Year's Eve. So it's been a while. Kind of refresh our memory on what you expect and what you'll have to do to be successful.
Well, if you remember, they jumped out on us 14-2, I believe. Maybe 12-2, 14-2. I can't remember. I watched the film, but I just don't remember. But it was, we couldn't stay in front of them on the downhill drive. And then we switched to that zone, and they really, I wouldn't say they struggled, but it definitely slowed them down, because they're just so explosive off the bounce. So being able to contain them, very, very important. And then we've just got to not let their defense turn to offense. They run that big 1-3-1, and they have long, athletic, just you can't see what I'm doing, but Raptors, they put those long old arms out, and they're just trying to get deflections, and that turns into layups. And so we can't let our bad offensive possessions turn into their good offensive possessions.
All right. Wish you the best of luck in this penultimate round.
That's such a fancy word. Golly, you're pretty well read for a country boy.
I try.
Does Dean use words like that?
Dean Harden.
Down on the TV?
No, he ain't too smart, but he lives.
That's just or is that radio words? My goodness.
Long division, I don't know.
Dean Harden, our buddy from the TV side, listening in, trying to get the inside scoop from the radio guys. Kayla, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Courtside at Morehead State's Johnson Arena. The Eagles of Morehead State getting ready to take on the Southeast Missouri State Redhawks in the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball twin bill. Let's get to know the teams facing off in this first game of the night. We'll start with the visiting Redhawks of SEMO. They're 8-19 on the year, 5-11 in OVC competition after losing 64-61 to Tennessee Martin on Saturday. The Redhawks are just 2-12 on the road. They'll start four guards and one forward tonight. India Bowen, one of the guards, a 5'9 freshman from Nesbitt, Mississippi, averaging 9 points and 1.5 rebounds a game. Alicia Doyle is the team's leading scorer. She's also a starter at the guard, 5'8 sophomore from Heron, Illinois, 13.5 points and 3.7 boards an outing. Jalea Green, the third guard, a 5'10 junior from Wentzville, Missouri. She was a preseason All-OVC pick. She's averaging 13 points, 4.5 boards a game. And the fourth guard is Kylie Flowers, a 5'7 junior from Raymore, Missouri. 5.3 points, 3.7 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 2.7 steals a game. And the forward is Amaya Buchanan, a 6-foot freshman from Evansville, Indiana, at 5 markers and 5 rebounds a game. Coach Rika Patterson in her ninth season at the SEMO helm. She's 125 and 141. Morehead State, 14-13 on the season. With a 9-7 OVC ledger, the Eagles are coming off of an 87-85 double overtime win at Western Illinois last Thursday. So they've had a solid week off before this one. Tonight's starting lineup, three guards and two forwards, with freshman Katie Novick at the point, a 5'9 freshman from Grodno, Belarus, 11.5 points, 4.3 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 1.8 steals a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria. She's averaging 13.5 markers, just shy of 4 rebounds, 4 helpers, and 2.6 steals a game. Matilda Soderlund, earning her fourth start of the season tonight, a 5'6 junior from Stockholm, Sweden, 6 points, just under a rebound, and she has 42 made threes to lead Morehead State this season. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King, the forwards. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 10.5 markers, 5.2 rebounds a game, and King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, 6 points and 10.6 rebounds a game. Coach Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm. She's 26-60 in that span. SEMO has a slim 19-17 edge in the all-time series with MSU, but the Eagles took this season's first meeting with the Redhawks 64-61 back on New Year's Eve. We'll step out and then come back with a look at our keys to the game and our opening tip-off after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Almost set for tip-off. Before we talk about our keys to the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
He's our celebrity guest color analyst for the evening.
Well, Mr. I'm the guest color analyst.
Drew Barnett.
I don't know about celebrity.
The one, the only. Drew, good to be alongside you.
Oh, you too, Tom.
Let's look at some of the keys to the game, otherwise affectionately known as Drew's Clues.
Yeah.
For Morehead State, the Eagles come in as one of the best rebounding teams in the OVC, and rebounding particularly on the defensive end is going to be big tonight.
Real big. They are not a very good shooting team, at least not when they're operating out of their half-court offense. So Morehead State does not want to give them second-chance points, third-chance points. They're very small. They're starting four guards. Eat the glass.
Another key for the Eagles, something they did not do the first time these two teams met, limit turnovers.
Right, and one of the ways that they try and get some offensive points on the board, because they don't run a very good half-court offense, is to try and pressure and create turnovers. We got to limit those.
At 28 of them
28.
In Cape Girardeau on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then I think another more intangible key for Morehead State tonight, come out sharp. It's something that the Eagles have struggled with, and even yeah. Coach Caleb Petrie's talked about it, but they've had a solid week between games. They need to come out really ready to go and focus.
They really do, and SEMO will be focused. If you're familiar with the conference standings, they're one game back with two games to go of that last tournament spot. They're going to be really motivated. Even watching them right now, they seem really loose. We just got to be ready for a team that is coming in here with a high, it's to them, it's a high-stakes game. It's a virtual tournament game.
Yep. Agreed. The officials for this high-stakes game tonight, Molly Caldwell, Ivan Fulton, and Dustin Smith. They're on the floor ready to go. Southeast Missouri on the floor, as Drew said, looking loose and relaxed and ready to go. Wearing their road reds, the Red Hawks. That makes a lot of sense with black numbers and letters, black and white trim. Morehead State wearing the gold uniforms tonight. The yellow gold with blue numbers and letters and blue and white trim. Eagles finally break their pregame huddle and come out onto the hardwood, and they'll join the Red Hawks at center circle. Molly Caldwell, our lead official with basketball in hand, will step in for our opening tip. It will be Buchanan against Morehead State's King. Ball in the air, and the opening tip will go to Southeast Missouri. It's India Bowen on the left wing, gives it up to Green. Around to Flowers, back out to Green straight away. To the left wing to India Bowen. Three-pointer off the back of the iron, no, and an offensive rebound early for the Red Hawks. Bowen comes around a screen, left wing around Green, kicks it far side to Flowers. One-headed pass to Bowen, to Green on the left side. Drives the angle, and a whistle and a foul on Morehead State. That will go against Katie Novick, who has been prone to early foul trouble this season.
Yep, Morehead State coming out in a 2-3 zone. We don't see that much zone out of Morehead State, but I think we're going to see a lot of it today, given how much they struggle to penetrate and to shoot the ball.
It worked well when they went to it at Southeast Missouri in the first meeting. Green at the line, too strong with the first free throw. One more to come. It's in the air. It's also too strong, and Morehead State will gather the long rebound. It caroms out to Novick, and she'll bring it across midcourt. One-handed pass to Haley Rhodes on the right point. One dribble back to Novick. Near the left hash. Tries to work with a screen from King, then gets it to Haley Rhodes out to Charles. Fakes the three, drives the lane. Jump stop kicks to Novick. She'll take it into the lane. Hands it off to King to Rose. She'll try to penetrate. Scoops it up. No good, but she's fouled.
Okay, and they're going to give her two shots. I wasn't sure if that was on the floor or not.
Kind of like the other end, a little bit of continuation there.
Right, yeah. But, you know, pretty solid game plan here for Morehead State defensively, zoning them, and then, again, trying to penetrate and dish against their zone.
Rhodes gets the first free throw to go. First point of the game puts Morehead State up 1-0 at the 9-12 mark of the first quarter. That foul was on Kylie Flowers. She's one of the top three steals leaders in the OVC. Tried for another one but got caught for the personal instead. Rhodes misses the second free throw, and Simo clears the boards. Green loses her shoe, quickly gets it back on, and joins her teammates in the front court, takes the pass, and hands it off to Flowers between the rings. Around to Bowen. Drives against Charles, floats it up off the glass and in. And Simo, the 2-1 lead.
Yeah, and again, 2-3 zone by Morehead. They drove on it and hit the layup. That doesn't work very often.
Novick with the basketball, left hash, gets it to King, right back to Novick. Comes around a King screen, pick and roll. King kicks it near corner to Soderlund, who has been red hot from three-point range of late, and she cans one there.
Right.
And it's 4-2 Eagles.
And earning the start because of that shooting, most likely.
Eagles only 1 of 17 from three-point range in the first meeting. They hit their first try from deep today. Bowen will try to answer on the other end for the right wing three and does so. 5-4, Southeast Missouri in the early going.
And again, they struggle offensively, but that shot looks good.
Sure did. Novick floats to the right as she comes into the front court. Crossover dribble around a King screen. Drives left side of the lane, lost control, and called for stepping on the baseline or a double dribble. And it will give the ball back to Southeast Missouri.
Yeah, she lost control, gathered the ball, and then dribbled again. So
Skylar Barnes will check in for Morehead State. Haley Rhodes getting an early breather. Barnes, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas. As Kylie Flowers dribbles into the front court for Simo. Gives it to Bowen, back to Flowers, now out to Alicia Doyle, who hasn't touched it much in the early going. Green to Flowers, kicks it to Green, and her pass to Bowen on the near side, off the mark and out of bounds.
Bowen was wide open,
sure
had the pass been on the mark. Again, just under 32% from beyond the arc on the year. She's the one that hit scored it on their last possession. And we're going to see some pressure here, at least token pressure, from Simo.
They will do that on a fairly regular basis. But Veronica Charles works it across midcourt against Doyle on the far side to our right. Drives the lane. Bumped. Ball still rolling on the rim. Falls off. No good. And it looks like they're going to call it a floor foul anyway. And that shot would not have counted.
So second team foul against Simo. Morehead will get it right under the basket.
First foul on Jalea Green. Inbounds comes into King, out to Soderlund. She'll underhand it to Charles outside the hash on the left side. Comes around the top of the arc, gets it off to Barnes, penetrates, puts it up. Contested, no good. Blessing King the rebound. Out to Charles, three-pointer, rims in, out, and back in.
And a good-looking shot there by Charles, and a really good pass.
Puts the Eagles back up in a back-and-forth affair so far. 7-5, 7:07 to play, first quarter. Flowers at the top of the arc. Goes to the right wing to Bowen. Catch and shoot three. Rims off, no good. Blessing King wins the battle of the boards and gives it off to Charles to come the other way. Charles keeps on trucking into the lane. Jump stop and called for a travel.
So Morehead State, two turnovers, both travels early on.
Yep.
Not really forced. And Veronica favoring her ankle here.
She sure is. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Flowers with the basketball. Gives it to the curling Doyle. Kicks it to Bowen outside the arc on the right side. Skip pass to Doyle. Driving the left baseline against Novick, but gets cut off and has to pass it back out top to Bowen. To Flowers. Catch and shoot right wing three. Too strong. Novick will get the rebound for Morehead State. The other way in transition to Blessing King. Has it stripped out of her hands by Flowers. She's done that a lot to a lot of opponents this year. Flowers gets it into the near corner to Doyle. Dribbles around Novick, pull-up jumper from 13, no good. Novick with the rebound. Works the left side of the floor into the front court to Soderlund. Cut off, far side, passes into the corner to Novick, out to Charles. She looks to Coach Kayla Petrie for some instructions. nearly had her pocket picked, but keeps control with 14 to shoot.
Yeah, her back was to the defender. Yep.
Hesitates, takes it into the lane, scoops it up. It won't go. And King will crash in for the offensive rebound and a foul call on Southeast Missouri.
Yeah, they're going to get it for over the back, which you normally don't see that whistle unless they get the rebound, but in that case, they had to whistle that. That was over the shoulders.
Sana Alicia Doyle, her first. The Rhodes twins check in for Morehead State. Charles and King out for the Eagles. And Abigail Stevens will check in for SEMO, replacing Jalea Green.
If you're so far over the back, you're around to the front, they're going to whistle it.
Inbounds comes to Novick at the left hash. She'll take it to the top of the key, give it off to Soderlund, right back to Novick. Backs it out. Now floats back to the right. Stops in the lane, kicks to Haley Rhodes. To Novick. Pull-up jumper, free throw line. Too strong, and rebound caroms to the floor, picked up by Doyle on the far side. She'll bring it across midcourt. Soderlund picks her up as Morehead State stays in that 2-3 zone. Doyle to Flowers around the horn to Megan Barton. Back out to Flowers to Barton. Steps inside the arc. Jumper from 17. Bounds high off the rim, no good, but Stevens gets the rebound. Her put back off the mark. And the rebound tapped to Haley Rhodes. To Novick, who crosses the midcourt to the center circle. Drives right side of the lane, scoops it up, rolls across the rim, no good. Flowers the other way after the rebound. Takes it to the left elbow, tries to get around Soderlund, gets double teamed, it's deflected out of her hands, and Morehead State will get the ball back after this media timeout. 4:48 to play opening quarter. Morehead State up on Southeast Missouri, 7-5 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Well, a quick start here at Johnson Arena, but both teams have cooled off in the last couple of minutes. Morehead State scoreless in the last 2:28. Southeast Missouri scoreless in the last 3.5 minutes, and we stand at 7-5 MSU with 4:48 to go first quarter. Tom Lewis along with Drew Barnett. Drew, what do you think so far?
Well, it's about what we expected. Simo struggling to hit shots, and Morehead State trying to get the rebounds. The only difference, the field goal, everything's the same. Morehead's hit two threes, and that's the difference in the game.
Yep. Full court pressure, Morehead State beats it as Novick works into the front court against Flowers. Gets a screen from Jaden Rhodes, doubles back. She's on the left side of the lane, out to Sekiaroli, to Haley Rhodes, now to Skylar Barnes. Fakes to the right, goes to the left, kicks far corner to Seki Aroli. Three-pointer, got it!
Morehead State 3 of 3 from beyond the arc in this game, and that ends about a 2.5-minute scoring drought.
Melissa, over the last 11 games, shooting only 13% from three-point range, but was perfect on that one. 10-5 Eagles, and a turnover on the other end as good defense by Skylar Barnes forces the SEMO Redhawks to lose it out of bounds.
That was great. I mean, they created the loose ball, and it went off of SEMO. So really good defense there. Morehead State really aggressive out of the timeout.
Yep. They've built their lead to a game-high 5 with a 6-0 run. Novick standing on the right wing will take it to the top of the key, picks up her dribble to Haley Rhodes, left point, back to Novick. Hands it off to Barnes. She'll curl to the top of the key. Try to get it down to Jaden Rhodes off of a defender and then off of Rhodes' fingertips out of bounds.
Yeah, had that not been deflected, it would have been a wide-open layup. It was a good look, just a good defensive play as well. And no pressure from Morehead State. We might not see any all night.
Eagles with the 5-point lead. Redhawks with the basketball as they run a curling weave out top. Now Flowers kicks it to Julia Green on the left side. Three-pointer finds the bottom of the net. Ends a long scoring drought. Makes it 10-8 Morehead State. Eagles beat the full court pressure. Charles dribbles to the far hash. Comes around a King screen. Kicks it near side to Seki Aroli. Right wing three. Got it!
Yeah, 2 for 2 off the bench.
Absolutely.
Morehead State remains perfect from beyond the arc, and the lead's back up to 5.
And again, they were 1 of 17 from deep at SEMO earlier in the year. Flowers to Green, fakes the 3, drives around Paris McBride, floater in the lane, too strong. Put back no good. Second try at a put back, also too strong. That's Julia Sion, and then McBride with the rebound will come the other way for the Eagles. 3 chances, 0 points. McBride pull-up jumper off the mark, but an offensive rebound, put back is good by Haley Rhodes. 15-8 Eagles, largest lead here in the first quarter.
Morehead State stays in the zone. They've never shown anything else.
And SEMO, 1 of their last 9 from the field.
That's why they haven't shown
anything else. Stevens, a nice pass down to the low block to Sion. Turnaround is good, so that ends that drought.
Yeah, that was good ball movement. They had been settling for threes. That time they, you know, they fed it into the post and had a good shot.
Found that soft spot in the zone that time. Charles crossing over, stops top of the key, pull-up jumper off the neck of the iron. No, Seki Aroli corrals the rebound. Wrestles the ball out of the hands of a defender, gets it out to Haley Rhodes, back to Charles between the circles. She'll back it out into the logo and reset. 8 to shoot. Slices between defenders, scoops it up, rolls it through.
A nice slash to the basket there by V. Veronica.
Charles now with 5 points, and it makes it 17-10 Eagles. Green, left wing to Flowers, back to Green. Catch and shoot 3. Air ball, too strong. Haley Rhodes, the rebound on the backside. Charles passes it ahead to McBride. Tried to get it down low to Blessing King, but defense did a good job getting back for Southeast Missouri. Green knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, to prevent the transition basket there. So, and it was a turnover.
Correct. It looked like it was off of.
They're changing it.
I was going to say.
Right. SEMO player was standing on the baseline like she was getting ready to inbound the ball, but
Charles will trigger baseline far side into Haley Rhodes working against Stevens on the low block. Up and under, too short with her shot attempt, and Buchanan clears the boards for Southeast Missouri.
3 players had collapsed on her, and you wish you would have tried to find somebody open.
Doyle, top of the arc, chest pass to Green, bounce pass to Stevens, left baseline jumper. Canned it from about 14 feet.
Yeah. So the last couple of possessions, they're starting to move the ball, feed it into the post, and they're getting more open looks.
17-12, Eagles, the lead and the leather. Charles, with Doyle riding her hip, gets it to Haley Rhodes. Passes low block to Michaela Hall. Reverse layup off the glass and through.
Really nice possession there by Morehead State.
19-12 as we tick down to the 43-second mark in quarter number 1. Bowen to Stevens, right baseline, finds a cutter. That was Buchanan, and she hits the shot from point-blank range and also gets fouled by Seki Aroli.
Yeah, So after going on a five-minute scoring drought, SEMO scoring on their last three possessions, and each time they've looked inside. It'll be interesting as we near the end of the quarter to see if we'll see any sort of defensive adjustment. Even if they don't come out of the zone, are they going to start collapsing down more?
Buchanan, only a 56.4% free throw shooter on the year, but she connects to complete the three-point play. 19-15 Eagles. Charles works the right sideline to get across midcourt. Gets it out to Novick at the center circle. Got an 8-second difference between shot and game clocks. 18 to shoot as Novick floats to the right wing, then back up the arc. She'll give it to Charles on the left hash now. Slowly works her way between the circles. Shot clock down to 8. Charles stops left elbow out to Rhodes. Three-pointer straight away off the mark to the right. Got the backboard, but no rim. 7 seconds to go as Bowen dribbles into the front court, finds Abigail Stevens on the low block. She'll lay it in.
Yeah.
And that will be the last shot of the first quarter. So Morehead State had built, I believe it was, what, a seven-point lead. Southeast Missouri hits its last three field goal tries, and at the end of our first quarter, it's a two-point game. Morehead State 19, Southeast Missouri 17, here on the Eagles Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One quarter in the books at Morehead State's Johnson Arena, and the Eagles of MSU lead the Red Hawks of Southeast Missouri State by a count of 19-17. Tom Lewis along with Drew Barnett. Pretty good ball game. Morehead State had opened a 7-point lead, but give Southeast Missouri credit for making some adjustments offensively.
Yeah.
Finding a way to put some points on the board.
Yeah, you had mentioned they made their last three field goal attempts and scored on their last four possessions, all of them in the paint. So it'll be interesting to see if Morehead makes any defensive adjustments.
The Eagles
of their own.
Have been in that 2-3 zone the entire quarter.
Yeah.
And may switch that up a bit. Charles with the rebound for MSU as we start the second quarter. Gets a Michaela Hall screen, works right side of the lane. Out to Novick. Penetrates on the angle. Gets cut off down low by Stevens. Out to Charles. Three-pointer. Splash.
It's Stay continuing to hit from the outside.
5 of 6 from three-point range as a team are the Eagles. And yeah. It's now 22-17 Morehead State. Doyle with the basketball working against Soderlund. Eagles do. Well, actually, no, they are sticking with that 2-3 zone here early in the second quarter. Stevens, 18-foot jumper. Rims off, no good. Charles will duck in for the rebound off the floor near side. Pushes off Bowen, but no call. Takes it into the lane out to Soderlund. She'll try another three. This one off the front of the iron, no. And the rebound to Doyle.
And you don't mind that shot. She's been hitting, though.
Yep, exactly. Green cut off trying to penetrate left angle. Out to Doyle. To Green. Back to Doyle. Out top. Has the ball back tapped away by Charles. And then off of Doyle's leg out of bounds. Morehead State forces another turnover.
Right. Morehead State's still in the 3-2 zone. One of the changes that you can see, though, Tom, is that Michaela Hall is not leaving the paint. Mm. And you would imagine that that was discussed when we came out for the quarter.
Simo will drop back into the half court defensively this time as Novick will work it across the timeline uncontested. Floats to the left hash. Picked up on the perimeter by Flowers. Out to Charles. Around the horn to Sekiaroli. To Novick. Finds Charles in the far corner. She'll launch from three. A little too strong, but a nice rebound by Novick. Back out to Sekiaroli to reset. Now to Soderlund on the right wing. To Charles. Around to Novick. Crossover dribble. Spin move into the lane. Kicks it near corner to Soderlund. Dials long.
That
distance
was beautiful.
And connects.
Yeah. She started to drive, they collapsed on her, it busted her wide open, and she nailed the shot.
25-17 Eagles, largest lead of the game so far. Doyle hands it off to the curling Flowers on the left wing. She'll bring it up the arc. Bullet pass down low to Stevens. She's double-teamed, forces it up and in, and a foul.
And
not
again,
bad defense.
Not bad at all. Despite the double team, they were able to get the basket for time.
Bailey Rhodes, who was coming from the weak side to help Sekiaroli, is called for the foul. And Hannah Hicks will check in for the first time tonight for Morehead State, replacing Novick. Hicks has played well of late. Last week she averaged 17 minutes, 7 rebounds, 4 points, and had 2 blocks against Western Illinois. Free throws are good. It's 25-20 now, Morehead State with the lead and the ball. Again, full court pressure being shown by Simo. Charles throws over the top of it to Soderlund into the front court. She'll give it back to Charles at the eagle eye in the center of the court. Floats to the right wing. Now out to Sekiaroli between the circles. Bounce pass to Charles. Fakes the shot. Penetrates. Gets it to the cutting Hicks, who's off the mark with a layup. And Doyle the rebound.
That was a good pass and a good cut and a horrible shot.
Doyle out to Flowers. Over to Bowen, into the far corner. Can't pick up the jersey number. That was Michaela Mayfield. Now it's Flowers. Kicks to Doyle. Three-pointer left wing. Bangs home.
And now they're starting to hit from the outside.
Yes.
And just like that, the lead back down to two.
25-23. It was 8 just a few moments ago. Charles methodically across the division line. Now she will slide over near the left hash with the dribble. Comes back to the right point, fires a three, goes to the floor, no good, shot off the mark. Hannah Hicks fights for the rebound, puts it up, it's no good, but she's fouled, and Hannah will get freebies.
And that is just complete hustle by Hannah Hicks. You said fight for the rebound. She ripped it away from two players. They had three right under the basket. She just went up and got it.
A junior from Cleveland, Ohio, transfer from Jamestown Community College, will try to end a 6-0 run of Southeast Missouri that's occurred over the last 72 seconds.
Yeah, just back-to-back three-point shots.
Yep. Hicks has not played much this season and certainly hasn't been at the line much. She's 1 of 5 from the foul line this year. First one up, knuckleball, no good.
Yeah, not the best-looking foul shot.
No.
It's one of the areas where she struggled.
She and Blessing King both.
Yeah.
Second free throw in the air. This one rolls home.
Yeah. That one looked good. They always look good when they go in.
When they go in.
Yeah.
It ends that 6-0 Simo run, makes it 26-23 Eagles. Flowers to Mayfield. Left elbow, gets the jumper to go.
And Simo's ball movement, really for the whole second quarter, has been really good. They've been finding the open shooters.
Eagle lead back to one as Charles dribbles just outside the center circle in the offensive end. To Barnes, high left. One bounce out to Soderlund, around to Charles on the right wing. Tries to drive against Flowers, kicks it to Soderlund. Being harassed by Mayfield, gets it to Charles, three to shoot, jump stop in the lane, and she gets bailed out as I believe Flowers is going to be called for the foul, trying to come in from behind to block.
Yeah, so again, that'll send Veronica Charles to the free throw line.
And that may send flowers to the bench. That's her second personal.
Yeah.
And it will, as
Veronica, 80% on the year. So, yeah, you mentioned it was kind of a bailout.
Yeah.
Don't think the shot was going to go in.
No. Megan Barton will replace Flowers. Charles right on the money with her first free throw. She's right. A good free throw shooter overall, 80%.
Very good.
Extends the lead back to two for the Eagles at the 6-12 mark in quarter number two. Second free throw. Too strong off the back of the iron. Fight on the floor for the rebound. Ball still loose.
And
we've got a tie-up.
Yeah.
And Southeast Missouri will get it on the alternating arrow.
Yeah, it was sort of bobbled around before it was tied up.
Yeah.
Again, so Simo keeps the ball, but still you like the effort, and mm-hmm. you like that we got the arrow now.
So here come the Red Hawks into the front court. Deja Richmond gets it to Jalea Green. Back out to Richmond. She'll get it
and just drove
to Cutting Mayfield, who lays it up and in.
Yeah, just drove the basket,
yep.
Drove around the defender and laid it in.
Barnes quickly into the front court, gets it out to Veronica Charles. We have a Morehead State two-point lead of 27-25.
Yeah. That basket actually tied
the game.
Oh, make it
27-27.
And
Barnes, three-pointer way off the mark from the left corner. Mayfield the rebound for Southeast Missouri. Mayfield in the first meeting had 6 points. That was her season best. Only 4 points in the last five appearances combined, as the ball trickles out of bounds and Southeast Missouri will keep it.
Yeah.
But Mayfield off the bench already with 4 points in this one.
I think the ball rolled out the door.
It didn't want to be caught on the other end.
Yeah.
And it didn't want to be caught when it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Inbounds floated out top, nearly deflected away by King, but corralled by Green. Gets it to Barton. Her three-pointer no good. Skying high for the rebound, Buchanan misses the putback, but Barton gets another try, and she's on the mark this time, and Simo with the 29-27 lead.
Yeah.
Slow to get back. Soderlund left wide open, but she can't get the three-pointer to fall.
And, Tom, we talked about the importance of the defensive rebounds. That was a third-chance basket.
On the other end,
yeah.
Stevens
another
nearly
one.
Had a transition layup, missed it twice, and Charles clears the board. She'll come the other way for Morehead State. 4:42 to play in the second quarter. We still have not had our media timeout. Novick, a crossover dribble, works the left side, and a whistle on the baseline.
She steps on the line, and this will be a turnover.
I'm making sure that's not an offensive foul. It looks like it is just out of bounds, and that will take us to our media timeout. 4:34 left in the first half, and Southeast Missouri now leads 29-27. We'll take a break here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef sirloin tip roast is only $4.99 a pound. Marie Callender's pot pies and bowls are just $3. And speaking of $3, the 3-pound bag of clementines and Caracara navel oranges are only $3. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Southeast Missouri on top of Moorhead State with 4:34 remaining in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Drew, Moorhead State came out sharp. We said that was an important thing, but it seems like here in the last 4 minutes or so, not so much. No field goals in the last 3:48 for the Eagles, and we've also seen a little bit of a lull defensively.
Right, yeah, the lull defensively. And one of the things that we've noticed, Moorhead State getting out-rebounded in this game, and Simo just really... there's no way to put it, sort of out-hustling Moorhead on the glass, and here they are. Moorhead just wasn't even out on the floor in time.
Jalea Green got the ball on the low block, missed the shot, but then Doyle with a rebound, and she draws contact.
And they're lucky that while it is a foul, they're lucky it just wasn't straight up 2 points there.
Yep. Brett Hawks will inbound from the baseline on the near side to our left. Richmond will trigger. Bounce pass into Green. Takes it into the lane. Goes up and under against Haley Rhodes. Misses the shot. Another offensive rebound for Stevens. Out to Barton. To Richmond. To Green. Drives the angle left side. Gets it to Buchanan. Can't get the shot to go. Another Stevens offensive board. And she gets the put back to go this time. 4-point Simo lead.
That's the difference in the game, is that they're getting second and third and even a fourth chance point on that one.
Other end, Moorhead State nearly turns it over, but Charles able to swat the ball into the hands of Katie Novick in the near corner. Works the baseline, finds the cutting Barnes in the lane, and she'll scoop it up and through. Make that blessing king.
Yeah, and Moorhead needed that one.
31-29, ends a 6-0 Simo run. Green, left wing, out top to Richmond. She'll float down the arc over near the right hash. Skip pass to Green. Catch and shoot three from the wing. Too short. This time, Moorhead State wins the defensive battle, and it's Novick coming the other way after coming up with that carom. Gives it off to Charles between the circles. She'll float over near the left hash. Now comes back. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Got it.
Wow.
Beautiful floater.
Yeah.
A lot of arc to get over the defender and just perfectly executed. Richmond comes the other way in transition. Misses the layup with the left hand.
And
rebound battle goes to the floor. We've got a jump ball, and Moorhead State will get it.
Yeah. Simo really hustling on the glass there, but... Moorhead starting to pick up some of the intensity as well, which is, I really think that's the only difference.
Yeah.
We just need to be more intense on the defensive glass.
What's crazy, talking about the defensive battle, actually Simo a 9-3 advantage in offensive rebounds, but Moorhead State has the advantage in second chance points, 11-4.
That is remarkable.
Charles, top of the arc. It's double team trying to penetrate left side and backs it back out. Tries again, takes it into the top of the key. Jumper from there, no good. Hannah Hicks, a strong rebound. Misses the putback, but she's going to get free throws.
Yeah, good job there by Hannah. She's had a couple of really big boards on the offensive end.
Julia Cyan will pick up that personal foul. Cyan, a 6'2 senior from Port Arthur, Texas. She's been a starter much of the season, but coming off the bench in reserve tonight. Hicks, first free throw. Clangs off the rim to the right.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier that she has struggled from the line this year.
She's one of three so far tonight. Make it one of four. This one left short, caught the iron, but rims off to Deja Richmond. Ahead to Bowen, back to Richmond, or to Green, rather, and we've got a whistle as Veronica Charles was trying to bat that ball away.
And
trying to pick up a steal, but instead it's a personal foul on V.
Right.
That's her first.
You don't mind that, especially when we keep saying that you want to see us pick up the intensity. Just the third team foul.
Tie ball game, 31 apiece, 2:34 to play in the first half. Stevens, flash pass on the low block to Sion. Guarded by Hicks, who will not let her get away. And
finally we're going to get a 3-second call after about 8 seconds.
Great defense on the low
post.
Yeah,
that was great.
By Hannah Hicks that trip. And we saw that at Western Illinois as well in the Eagles' last outing. That's really where Hicks made her statement in that game.
Yeah.
That's where she was most effective, and a great display right there. So Eagle basketball, tie ball game. Charles, right side of the lane, out to Soderlund. Jab step, now penetrates, gets cut off at the right elbow. Back to Charles, three-pointer, got it. On the right wing, caught and shot and made.
And a really good sequence there from Morehead State, from forcing the turnover to burying the three.
Deja Richmond gets it to Green on the left wing. Guarded by Charles. Morehead State in a 2-3, but they'll pressure from it. Hicks will pick up the foul as Michaela Mayfield dribbled around her and couldn't get the layup to go, but she'll shoot two. I believe that's the first on Hannah Hicks. It is, and the fourth of the quarter on the Eagles. Now we'll put Mayfield on the strike. So far tonight, Michaela with 4 points I mentioned earlier, but in the first meeting she had 6 points against the Eagles. Gets the first free throw to go to give her five tonight.
Yeah.
Coming into this one, she had only 4 points combined in her past five outings.
Yeah, you mentioned she doesn't play much, but she does against Morehead State.
She sure does. Makes the second, and it's a 34-33 Morehead State lead. Charles floats it to Hicks on the left point. Sekiroli comes out to take it, fakes the three, picks up her dribble top of the key, gets it to Rhodes. Tried the crossover dribble, but Green takes it away. She'll come the other way. Pass ahead to Bowen. Jumper, left side, just inside the arc, no good. The rebound to Haley Rhodes. Throws over the top to Sekiroli. Got
well
the layup.
Done.
Beautiful transition bucket for the Eagles. And on the other end, Michaela Mayfield will return the favor.
Right.
A dose of Morehead State's own medicine.
It was so well done, but you don't want to spend too much time admiring
exactly. it. Quickly back to a one-point Morehead lead. Soderlund, left corner three, too short, off the iron, Green the rebound. She'll come the other way. Stops top of the arc, gets it to Richmond, back to Green, now to Mayfield. Three-pointer on the left point, no good. Rebound caroms into the far corner where it's corralled by MSU's Haley Rhodes. She gets it to Charles to come across midcourt. Stops right elbow, got it to Hicks down low, scoops it in on the reverse layup.
And a really nice job by Hannah. Aside from the free throw shooting, she's really been a presence in this quarter.
33 seconds to play as Mayfield has it at the free throw line. Kicks it to Green, tries to penetrate right angle, gets cut off, finds Mayfield cutting in the lane, but her shot no good, got her own rebound. Out to Bowen, three-point try, got it. Barely rippled the net on its way down.
Yeah.
38-38. 14 seconds to go. Morehead State basketball. Soderlund out to Charles between the rings. Nine to play in the half. And an illegal screen called on Morehead State. That'll go on Hannah Hicks.
And that will give SEMO the chance to go into the half with the lead if they can convert here. 8.5 seconds to play.
It is the fifth foul on Morehead State, but it was an offensive foul, so no free throws. Green will inbound on the sideline across the way next to her own bench. Gets it into Richmond. She'll walk it into the front court with 7 seconds to play in the half. Richmond around a screen into the lane. Tries to kick it to Green.
And she's stepped on the line.
Yep, 1 second to play.
Now, Morehead State can call timeout and advance the ball, as you know, with 1 second to go. Let's see if they do that or if we just go to the half or just go.
And down to Charles, who will let the clock tick away. And we've played 20 minutes. We're no closer to deciding this one than we were when we started. It's 38-38. Morehead State in Southeast Missouri. We'll take a halftime break and come back and talk about what we just saw after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local?
When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Halftime at Johnson Arena, Morehead State in Southeast Missouri. In a 38-38 deadlock as the teams are in their halftime locker room. Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett with you here courtside. Morehead State at one point had an 8-point lead in the first half, Drew, and then went on a little bit of a lull, but then hit 5 of their last 7 field goals to get back to all even. But
right.
it kind of an ebb and flow type game where there were some sharp moments and then others that were anything but sharp.
Right, yeah. And SEMO, after going through about a 5-minute scoring drought, which they have a tendency to do, made some adjustments, and they were really getting a lot of production, especially throughout the second quarter, to tie the game. So you kind of got to give them some credit. But the biggest thing that I think that they did, and you and I had kind of discussed it both on and off air, was they just attacked the glass. They were relentless on the offensive glass. And it was that hustle, I think, that kind of kept them in the game.
Yeah, I think so, too. And point out one player in particular for them that impressed me. We talked about Michaela Mayfield, but
yeah.
Abigail Stevens came in and did her best Blessing King impersonation. 4 rebounds, all 4 on the offensive end.
Right.
She was a real force to kind of ignite that effort on the offensive glass.
Right. And that was one of our keys. Don't let them get
exactly.
Offensive rebounds.
Yep. Again, 38-38, your halftime score. Morehead State in Southeast Missouri in the women's half of tonight's OVC Women's Men's doubleheader. We'll take a break, come back with our MSU halftime segment, and then as we continue, take a closer look at your numbers and scoring as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
We
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Jason Woodman, Morehead State University head football coach. Coach, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So you're new to the area, new to this program. Give us a little bit of your experience, what you're bringing to this team.
I've been coaching now for 24 years. 20 of those have been in college, and I was born and raised in Farmington, West Virginia, north central West Virginia, just south of Morgantown. Graduated high school in 97, started coaching football in 99, and started out the high school ranks, and then started kind of the college career in 2004, mm-hmm. and have been in some pretty good spots, and I've had the opportunity to work under some really good coaches, and was very fortunate to learn as much as I have. And we spent the last 11 years back home in West Virginia at Fairmont State University as the head coach, and now we're lucky to be here. We're excited.
What is your impression of the team so far?
Yeah, I think the guys are excited. I think that they're ready to work, and that's always encouraging as a coach to see that. I think that they know that they've been close to having a lot of success, and I think they're willing to kind of change a little bit of things that they've done in the past and kind of try to take that next step. And as a coaching staff, we're excited about it too. It's hard to come into a new program, let alone bring a whole new coaching staff, a whole new area of the country, and mm-hmm. Families and everything that comes along with that. But it's very encouraging to know that the guys are excited and ready to kind of take on whatever you're going to give them. And so far, it's been like that.
Speaking of your staff, do you have all the assistant coaches that you need for the upcoming season?
We're close. We have pretty much all of them except for two. It should be arriving within a month, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And again, that's been a process, not just getting through the holiday season, trying to get the paperwork and the things that go along with that on the state side of institutions is always a headache. And mm-hmm. They've done a tremendous job here at Morehead helping us and really doing everything they can to push the process forward. And our coaches are excited, the ones that we do have here now. They've kind of like me, they were extraordinarily surprised at how willing and excited the players were, and yeah. It seems like the community is very supportive, and we're really happy about that. But we'll have the full staff intact hopefully by the beginning of March.
What is your philosophy for a winning offense and defense?
I think it's, anytime you talk about philosophy, it's a very broad subject.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways you can go with it. For us though, offensively, we just want to score points and do what it takes for our team to be successful. If mm-hmm. we have to run a ball every play, we'll run it every play. If we have to throw it every play, we'll throw it every play. It's just more what we have to do to win a football game. And we always go in saying, hey, we want to be 50-50 run pass, but does it ever work? Yeah. Hardly ever. Mm-hmm. Our main goal and philosophy is do what we're good at, be efficient, and do whatever it takes to win the game. And defensively, I think if you do that on offense, it helps a good bit. You obviously want to stop the run every game on defense. Yeah. And get after people, be aggressive, pressure offenses and special teams, and let your guys play.
Coach, thank you so much for sharing this time with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
Time at Morehead State's Johnson Arena, and we are tied at 38. Morehead State in Southeast Missouri in women's OVC basketball. Time to go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. And we'll begin by highlighting one of the stats that just shows the absurdity of sports at times.
Yeah.
You turn the clock back to New Year's Eve, and Morehead State was 1 of 17 from three-point range and won that game against Southeast Missouri by 3. Tonight, Morehead State 7 of 14 from three-point range in the first half, but only a tie ball game.
Yeah, and I wish I could explain that. But,
you can't.
You can't, yeah.
But that's part of the beauty of sports. That's
right,
why
yeah.
they play the games. But one of the stats that does kind of offset that a little bit, Drew, is the rebounding numbers. At SEMO, Morehead State plus 18
yeah.
so far tonight, minus 2.
Right. And, you know, SEMO, kind of a small team, four guards, traditionally not a very good rebounding team, out-rebounding Morehead State tonight.
As far as individual scoring is concerned, Southeast Missouri being led so far by Abigail Stevens. We mentioned the lift she gave them off the bench with 4 offensive rebounds. She also had 9 points to lead the way. Bowen, with 8 points, 8 as well from Michaela Mayfield off the bench. 3 each for Buchanan, Doyle, and Green, and 2 each for Barton and Sion. For Morehead State, it's Veronica Charles. No surprise there, leading the way. 14 points on the night so far. Does not have a steal so far, which is unusual. 8 points for Melissa Secchiaroli. She's a perfect 3 of 3 tonight, 2 of 2 from deep. 6 points for Matilda Soderlund. 3 apiece for Hannah Hicks and Haley Rhodes. And 2 each for Blessing King and Michaela Hall. We'll take one more break and come back with our second half here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
At halftime, Morehead State in Southeast Missouri almost set to start our second half of action. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Southeast Missouri basketball as we start the second half. Nice entry pass from Bowen to Green. Misses the turnaround jumper, but the rebound kicked right back to her. To Flowers, back down low again to Buchanan, who hits the turnaround on the low block.
And more second chance points set up from another offensive rebound.
And it gives Simo the two-point lead early here in the third quarter. Haley Rhodes airmails her pass to Charles here on the near side, out of bounds.
Yeah.
And a quick turnover for Morehead State.
You talked about starting the game sharp. Not so sharp out of the locker room.
Yeah.
First couple possessions.
Flowers floats down the arc to the right, gives it to the curling Doyle. Out to Bowen, back to Doyle on the right wing. Comes back around the top of the key and gets it to Bowen, right back to Doyle. To Green at the right elbow. Passes out of a double team, back to Doyle. To Bowen, around to Flowers on the left wing. Five to shoot, tries to drive around Soderlund, floats it up way off the mark, but another offensive board. The shot did not get the rim, and a shot clock violation.
Okay, I thought it did hit the rim, but no one arguing from the CMO bench. So it must have hit something that I thought was the rim. It changed the rim.
Yeah, you're right. Rika Patterson, their head coach, did not budge. So.
Yeah.
So the Eagles force a turnover after turning it over themselves on their first possession. Charles brings it into the front court. Consults out top with Secchiaroli. Now passes to her. Back to Charles near the right hash. Backs up a couple of steps. Comes around a screen from Novick. Takes it to the left side. Now into the lane. And she's bumped and fouled. And I believe that will go. That's going against Morehead State. Michaela Hall. Foul down low away from the basketball.
So a foul, I guess away from the ball, and another turnover.
Two turnovers for the Eagles here in the second half. Bowen to Green as Simo runs some curls out top. Now Flowers, chest pass to Bowen on the right wing. Passes right elbow to Green, and a blocking foul on Morehead State as Green tried to penetrate.
Yeah, it's not an outrageous call. It's one they didn't need to whistle.
I believe that's Hall again, and she will check out in favor of Blessing King.
So a fresh 20 for Simo.
Yep, 8:24 to play in the quarter. Having trouble getting it in, finally to Doyle, right elbow jumper, got it to go on a fadeaway. Mm-hmm. And it's a four-point Red Hawks advantage. Soderlund to Charles, out top on the left side to our right. Or our left, excuse me. Secchiaroli outside the right hash. Double teamed out top. Gets it to Novick. She'll drive to the left elbow. Tried to kick it to King, but between her hands and tracked down on the far side by Green. Another MSU turnover to Bowen.
Another unforced turnover.
Yes.
All three of them unforced.
Doyle to Flowers at the left hash. Bounce pass to Green at the elbow. Spins in the lane. Passes out of a double team to Flowers. 13 to shoot. Flowers drives against Soderlund, tried to pass it underneath, but her teammate was not aware. And Novick, the takeaway to Charles in transition, floats it up, no good. But she draws contact, and she'll get foul shots.
Yeah, and you like seeing V go to the line.
And an 80% free throw shooter this year, one of two tonight. Abigail Stevens back on the floor for Simo. Bowen will head to the bench, so trading some height and size for speed to go to the bench.
Yeah.
Veronica coming off of a monster night in her last outing. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals at WIU.
And we needed all of them.
Yes. Double overtime.
For the second game in a row.
Charles makes the first of two here from the stripe. Second one is airborne. Too hard off the neck of the iron, and Stevens goes up for another rebound. The Flowers quickly ahead to Doyle. Got around the MSU defense, but lost the handle. Tried to tap it away across the floor to Green, but out of her reach and out of bounds.
And Morehead State needs to take advantage here. You know, they forced a turnover. Down three.
Eagles have only 1 point through the first 2.5 minutes of half number two. They trail by three. Charles stops left of the circle, tried to get it to Novick, and then a pass deflected away, and Novick called for the personal foul in transition.
Morehead's ball movement in the second half has been, well, not great.
Sluggish?
Yeah. You know, because most of the turnovers, with the exception of the foul, have all just been off of, bad passes.
Yes. Stevens will trigger the inbound right in front of us at midcourt to Flowers. Gives it to the curling Doyle coming from the right corner to Green outside the top of the arc. Around a screen to Stevens, guarded on the perimeter by Secchiaroli. Gets it to Flowers, takes it to the left elbow, crossover dribble, high scoop off the glass, got it, and Soderlund will be called for the foul.
And this game's reaching a bit of a critical moment. This is a big possession coming up for Moorhead, whether they make or miss the free throw. The SEMO's bench is getting into it. You can tell by the body language that they're starting to believe they are in control.
Kaylee Flower, actually, they called that foul on Secchiaroli. I thought it was Soderlund defending, but Secchiaroli reached in. Yeah. Kylie Flowers, 65% free throw shooter. This one rattles off no good.
And SEMO will keep the ball.
Yep, Blessing King unable to corral it, smacked it out of bounds instead. Another second chance opportunity for the Redhawks. Flowers will trigger the inbound on the baseline to our right. Having trouble getting it in, finally floats it out to Doyle outside the arc. Drives to the free throw line, kicks to Stevens. She'll penetrate, floats it up, too strong, and Secchiaroli will pick up another foul.
And that, the fourth foul, so the next one being the fifth, will have SEMO shooting for the last 6:49 in the quarter.
SEMO, not a great free throw shooting team, but not the worst, 71% as a crew. Tonight, only 57% from the line as Stevens steps there now and makes the first.
And that pushes the lead to 6, 45-39.
And also pushes Stevens into double digits with 10. Second one up, it's also good. 11 points, 5 rebounds for Stevens off the bench. And it's now 46-39, SEMO's largest lead of the night.
That was a 4-point, 1-minute possession.
Wow. Secchiaroli drove the right baseline, tried to kick it to the near corner to Barnes, but a foul called on Buchanan of Southeast Missouri on the pass attempt.
Mm-hmm.
And the scorer's table consulting with one of the officials about something.
Yeah, I don't know what the is. Well, either way, more head ball.
Charles to Rhodes, back to Charles. Fadeaway three, rims off, no good. Kylie Flowers, a strong rebound.
And a jump.
She's tied up by Blessing King.
Yeah.
And that will get the ball back to Moorhead State.
So, while it was a rebound, a heads-up play by Blessing there that allows Moorhead to keep the ball. It was a change of possession, so a full 30 for Moorhead.
Yep. King gets it to Barnes, now out to Charles, outside the apex of the arc. She'll backtrack a little bit and float to her left. Gets it to Rhodes at the head of the arc. Drives right side of the lane. Tries an up and under. Puts it up too short. Stevens right there boxing out for the rebound. To Flowers, streaking the other way. Hesitates against Barnes. Dribbles behind her back and then gets called for the offensive foul as Barnes played good D.
Right. And I guess she pushed off a little bit.
Yep.
So good defense there by Moorhead. Just no field goals this whole half so far.
Wow.
Just the one free throw. Moorhead. Kayla Petrie not calling timeout.
Flowers to the bench. That was her third personal. That's big. You know, she's having a decent night offensively,
right,
but her defensive presence is huge for the SEMO team.
Yeah.
Secchiaroli stands near the right hash. Now a chest pass out top to Barnes. Around the horn to Charles. Drives into the lane. Scoops with the left hand and has her shot stuffed with authority by Deja Richmond.
Yeah.
Goes out of bounds. Moorhead State will keep it.
17 on the shot clock. Does that seem right?
I'm not sure. We do have two of our officials consulting, and
they might be thinking we more than I are thinking. Like, is that?
And they're asking the teams to head to their benches.
And I don't know if this is related to the shot clock or what.
Not sure either.
Yeah. But
there's a timeout on the floor. We'll try to sort it out and explain it when we come back. 46-39, Southeast Missouri over Morehead State on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
46-39 with 5:57 to play in quarter number three here at Morehead State's Johnson Arena at Southeast Missouri. On top of the Eagles, Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett. Drew got an explanation on the video review.
Yeah, well, it wasn't related to the shot clock. Maybe I just don't know, have a concept of time, but they're looking to try and correct. They reported the wrong player for Simo on the offensive foul, so they're just trying to get it sorted out. And while they did that, we went ahead and had our undertime 5-minute timeout, I believe.
Back down as we get an explanation. Well, actually, we're not going to get an explanation.
Yeah. Nobody explains anything to me.
Okay, it sounds like they are saying that foul was on Flowers. That's who we thought.
Right.
So Morehead State will inbound with 17 seconds to shoot. Charles gets it into Rhodes, who hands it right back to Charles. She'll dribble back out to the top of the arc. Gets it to Rhodes, has it knocked away from her, tracks it down near the hash, six to shoot, penetrates, scoops, scores, and foul.
Yeah, and that's a big one. And hopefully that'll get Morehead's motor started.
Foul on Deja Richmond. That has been Haley Rhodes' trademark offensive move all season long, especially in OVC play.
Yes.
Penetrating to the left side of the rim and scooping it up with the left hand. Misses the free throw, and rebound will be tapped to Julia Sion. She gives it up to Richmond. She'll dribble through the center circle. Eagles now drop back into a zone defense. Richmond stops on the right point, goes out top to Mayfield. Floats it down low. Nearly walked did Sion, but gets it out to Julia Green. Jumper top of the key off to the left. Blessing King goes up for the rebound for the Eagles.
Yeah, a nice rebound for her.
Blessing a little under the weather tonight, but braving it out and giving it her all. Sekiroli at the right hash. Passes out top to Rhodes, around to Veronica Charles. Takes it into the lane. She'll scoop it up. Too strong. And the rebound deflected out of bounds, I think last touched by Barton or Richmond of Simo. Morehead State keeps it. 10 to shoot. 5 to play in the quarter.
Yeah, she got the shot up, but it did not hit the rim, so just 10 to shoot here for Morehead.
Barnes to trigger the inbound. Gets it into King. Out to Charles. Gets around the high screen from Haley Rhodes. Steps back three. Off the neck of the iron, too strong. Yeah. And a strong rebound pulled down by Buchanan. Ahead to Bowen. Penetrates against Sekiroli. Can't get the shot to go, but Mel will pick up the personal. That's number four on Sekiroli.
And that's becoming an issue. Foul's becoming an issue for Morehead State. And Sekiroli will exit as Katie Novak comes back in.
And it will be India Bowen back at the line for SEMO. First one up, off the front of the iron, no good. Lead stays at 5. 46-41, 4:45 to play in the third. Bowen's second free throw, also short. King skies for another rebound for the Eagles. Gets it to Novick. She'll angle to the left as she crosses the division line. Keeps her dribble. Now gets it to King at the top of the key around to Haley Rhodes on the right side. Drives the angle, scoops it up. No good, but a foul.
Yeah.
Another good aggressive drive by Haley Rhodes to force the action and draw contact.
Yeah, and Morehead State is going to have to start to hitting, just start to convert from the line here. With being in the bonus for the rest of the quarter, they have to take advantage.
Haley spins the ball in her hand, puts it up. It's off to the left, no good.
Morehead State 4 of 12 from the free throw line tonight.
Shooting better from three-point range than they are from the free throw line. Second one up. This one's right on the money. Lead back to 4 for SEMO, 46-42. Here come the Red Hawks into the front court. Doyle to Stevens, around to Green. She drives the left angle, floats it off the window and through. 48-42.
SEMO's had the lead the entire second half.
Novick double-teamed out on the left point, gets it to Barnes. She'll drive left baseline, jump stop, puts it up too strong. Blessing King goes up for the rebound.
And
she's tied up. It'll be a jump ball, and SEMO gets possession.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell if they were calling a jump ball or a foul. It is a jump ball, probably the right call.
I agree.
And SEMO gets the ball.
Doyle will work against Skylar Barnes, gets it across midcourt. Now to Stevens, floats it into the lane, down low to Buchanan. Goes up against King, and King called for the foul. Buchanan to the line for two shots. It's been a free throw fest over the last few minutes.
Yeah, after seeing almost no fouls on the second quarter and a lot of flow, I think we've had a whistle on virtually every possession of the third quarter.
Buchanan's first free throw, splash.
Yeah.
She has 6 points now tonight, 2 of 2 from the stripe. 49-42 SEMO. Second one up, and they hit the 50-point mark with that one.
And the lead now 8 for SEMO.
That's their largest of the night.
And Blessing King exits.
Michaela Hall checks back in.
Yeah.
Novick will bring it across midcourt. Picked up by Bowen as she gets into the front court to Rhodes. Floats it to Barnes. Double-teamed on the baseline. Good pass inside to Hall. But she's called for a travel, and rightfully so.
I believe the score is 50-42. The scoreboard in the arena has it at 49. I don't think that's correct.
Stevens to Bowen on the left wing. Bounce pass out to Barton, around to Doyle. Fakes the pass to the right. Penetrates to the left. Scoops it up. Too strong. And the rebound out of bounds off of a Red Hawk. Morehead State will get it back.
Yeah.
Hannah Hicks will check back in for Morehead State. Hall back to the sideline.
Morehead State has done nothing offensively since halftime.
Getting outscored 12-4 here in the third quarter. No field goals in the last 2.5 minutes.
And only one for the quarter.
Yep. King double teamed. Gets it to Rhodes, to Novick at the right elbow.
Good pass.
Nice pass down low to Hannah Hicks. Lays it up and
there
in.
You go.
Good assist by Novick, and a nice finish.
Yeah, good ball movement, and good shot, good finish.
Doyle with the basketball between the rings. Passes it to Green. She'll float it low block, extended to Buchanan. Out to Doyle. Bounce pass to Stevens. Nearly had it taken away by Novick. She's called for reaching in. That's close.
It was close. I sometimes think I'm only half kidding when I say that. If had that been a guard, it would not have been a foul.
Yeah.
But if a post player tries that, it's a foul.
Yeah. So Abigail Stevens to the free throw line. Leading the way for Southeast Missouri with 11 points, also 6 rebounds. Eyes, fires, connects.
And again, free throw is going to be important for the last part of the third quarter.
Stevens averages 14 minutes a game on the year. She's played 17 already tonight. We're still in the third.
Yeah.
Second free throw, too strong. Hicks the rebound. To Novick across midcourt. Crossover dribble, drives, lays it up, no good. Stevens another rebound. Quickly to Flowers, playing with three fouls. Picked up by Charles at the arc as she comes into the front court. To Green, back out to Flowers to reset. Floats to the right, passes to Green, back to Flowers. One left-handed dribble, passes out top to Doyle. To Green, penetrates on the angle, has her
good
shot blocked
defense
by Hannah Hicks. And Hicks comes up with the loose ball. And then a foul call, I think, on Green for reaching in.
Right, and that should send Hicks to the line.
Yep.
Which
that's maybe a blessing, maybe.
Maybe not. Yeah, in soccer they would have played the advantage and not called the foul.
You really have to appreciate the energy that Hannah Hicks is showing, though.
And yeah, she does struggle from the line, but really we talk about hustle and all that. She's giving 110%. And is the reason we're not being out-rebounded by even more.
Yep. She has 5 points tonight. First free throw.
And hits
no
it.
Spin at all, but it drops right through.
Yeah.
You can clearly make out the stripes on the ball as it floated through the air. One more to come. This one has some rotation. It's off the mark, but a lane violation.
And a lane violation. She'll get it over again.
I think it was Bowen at the top of the arc, top of the lane, who stepped in too soon.
In there early.
So Hicks, three tries for two here. This one is up. Got it. She made it count.
And it is 51-46, I believe.
I think you're right. 50. Now, shot clock. Well, let's get back to action. Airball, Bowen. Eagles got the rebound. Quickly ahead to Charles. One-on-one against Flowers. Jump stop. Puts it up. Rolls off the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Morehead State will keep it.
Yeah, and Morehead State just, again, unable to finish when they can get to the rim and get the layups. 51-46 is the score. SEMO leads. Morehead, a big possession here, a fresh 20, a chance to cut it down to three or even two.
2:07 to play in the third quarter. It was Morehead State that built the 8-point lead in the first quarter and the second quarter.
Yeah.
And SEMO, who made the late comeback to keep it close. See if the Eagles can return the favor here. Paris McBride on the floor for Morehead State. Dribbles right wing, comes around a screen. Now to Charles. Thought about the three. Instead, she'll penetrate a bit. Falls backwards.
Yeah.
May have been a foul on Flowers, but no call. As Flowers has the ball coming the other way. Pass attempt taken away by Haley Rhodes. 2-on-2 the other way with Charles. Stops, puts it up, misses it again. Another missed layup for Morehead State.
It's been an epidemic tonight.
And then on the other end, a turnover as the pass from
things.
I believe that's
really
Doyle.
Getting sloppy here for both teams.
Doyle tried to get it to Bowen down in the far corner, but it was out of her reach.
Yeah. After a really, I thought, Chris second quarter and first half really well played, things have gone, it's like we're back on the playground here.
Now, to give you an idea, Morehead State has missed six of its last seven field goal tries. Southeast Missouri, no field goals in the last 2 minutes, 40 seconds.
Yeah, but again, because Morehead State struggling to score themselves, can't seem to pull any closer.
Yep. They've got the basketball. Paris McBride will cross midcourt. Passes to Rhodes, now out to Novick straight away, around to Charles on the left point. To Barnes outside the apex of the arc, around to Novick, to McBride. Crossover dribble, works left side of the lane, floats it up. Off the iron, no good. Now here's Flowers the other way for the Redhawks. Ticking down to the 1 minute mark in quarter number three. She'll hand it off to Doyle. And curling from the other side is Richmond. Back to Flowers. To Richmond on the right wing. Bounce pass down to Stevens. Puts it up and good.
That was just a great play. That was great ball movement against the zone. A good cut and a good shot.
Charles gets around Flowers. Lays it up and in.
And just like that, it's back down the five. So,
and a timeout called by the Eagles.
And, again, wanting to discuss the end of the quarter. Well, Ty, it's just one of those situations to where CeeLo can't seem to pull ahead and Moorhead can't seem to pull any closer.
Yep.
It's just frozen here.
Yep, we'll take a break ourselves. 38 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 53-48 CeeLo over MSU on the Eagle Sports Network.
Yes,
in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Back at Johnson Arena, 38.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Moorhead State trailing Southeast Missouri 53-48. Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett with you. Drew, we were just looking at the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State at halftime 7-14 from three-point range. They've only attempted one three-pointer in the second half.
Yeah, they really have, and they haven't really gotten that many good shots on offense. It seems like they're trying. What they have has been forced, unnecessarily forced, and just not a whole lot of, just not clicking this quarter.
Full court pressure from the Eagles as Simo gets it inbounds. Doyle passes across the timeline to Flowers, just outside the Eagle logo, picked up by Charles. Moorhead State looks like they've gone to man-to-man defensively this trip. 13 to shoot as Flowers works against Charles, two of the best steals leaders in the OVC. Flowers drives, misses, put back is blocked. Moorhead State will get it. His second early gets the floor rebound to Barnes. Ahead to Haley Rhodes. Flowers blows by her, and Rhodes lays it up and in.
And that was a great job by Haley to gather the ball on what was a, you know, poorly thrown
and
pass.
A turnover.
And this should be Moorhead's ball.
Are they
going to say that she was never on the?
I guess they're saying she was never out of bounds
to inbound.
So a stoppage by official Molly Caldwell. And so it looks like Simo will keep the basketball.
No, it is more. This is
oh, it
correct.
Is more at state ball.
Yeah, she
okay.
did. Okay. Yeah, you. When you inbound it and you're not standing out of bounds, it's a turnover.
She never actually possessed the ball out of bounds. She stepped out of bounds.
You're
and
right.
tried to tap it to a teammate before actually
holding the basketball.
Right. We saw that. We've seen that in a couple men's games.
Yep.
It's nice to see that happen to the opponents for a change. So
the Eagles have 3 seconds to try to get a shot off inbounding baseline. Seki Aroli takes the inbound. She'll put it up. It's an air ball. Might have been partially blocked.
Yeah.
And so that second chance comes to naught. But Morehead State does cut it back to a three-point ball game at the end of the third quarter. It's 53-50 Southeast Missouri over Morehead State. Back with our final quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Preferred Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Preferred name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Preferred dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Preferred squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Preferred livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Preferred certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Preferred dealer.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA bone-in pork sirloin roast is just $1.49 a pound. 2 8-ounce packs of Sargento shredded or natural sliced cheese is only $5. The large 48-ounce carton of Dean's Country Fresh ice cream, just $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Quarters at Johnson Arena, and after those first three, it's Southeast Missouri leading Morehead State 53-50 in tonight's women's showdown. The men of Morehead State will take on the men of Southeast Missouri at about 7:30 tonight on the same Johnson Arena floor. Greek night here at MSU's Johnson Arena, and $2 beer night.
$2 beer, yeah.
I've already been cut off. I have not had any of that $2 beer yet.
Yeah.
I cannot attest for my friend or where he went at halftime or those 5 or 6 other times he's gotten off and wandered off tonight. Morehead State ball to start the fourth quarter. It comes into Charles, high left. Guarded by Flowers. Floats it over to Seki Aroli out top. One dribble. Bounce pass back to Charles. Puts it on the floor. Tries to split defenders. Yeah. She's tied up and a foul on Simo.
So Morehead has got to do something offensively. It's, you know, just 12 points in the second quarter, the third quarter. After having a pretty decent end of the, you know, first and second quarter.
Foul was on Buchanan. Charles has the basketball floating up the arc from the left side. Now down the arc to the right. Hands it off to the curling Barnes. Hands to Haley Rhodes to Soderlund. She'll curl back up top and pass out to Charles. 4 to shoot. Charles into the top of the key. Kicks to Seki Aroli with 1 on the shot clock. Misses the 3-pointer. Off the back of the iron and called in by Doyle to Flowers. Streaking the other way for Simo. Her pass back out to Doyle. Out of a reach and out of bounds.
Yeah.
Touching the scorer's table across the way.
They're giving us every chance they can.
They are.
To stay in this. Morehead can't convert. Morehead State offensively really spreading the floor now as the fourth quarter starts, running almost a 1-4. And hopefully this will create some more opportunities. There you go.
Nice give and go is Seki Aroli to Rhodes. Back to Seki Aroli, but she got cut off down low and had to get it back out. Charles will curl into the lane, lost her footing.
gets it to Rhodes, who tracks it down in the near corner. Backed in a bit, now out to Charles. Fadeaway jumper from the right elbow is off the mark to the right. And Abigail Stevens, another rebound for SEMO.
And another empty possession.
Flowers standing dribble out high left to Stevens, around the horn to Green. Up top to Buchanan, curling to take it as Doyle from the left side. And an offensive foul for Buchanan for a moving screen.
Okay, moving screen. Didn't see it. So again, another SEMO turnover. Another unforced SEMO turnover. And another chance for Morehead.
Like you said, I mean, each team giving the other ample opportunities, but neither able to seize the moment so far.
Yeah.
Novick will bring it across midcourt through the center circle. Gives it off to Charles. To Novick on the left wing. Jab step. Tried to get around Green, who bumps her and fouls her.
Yeah, Green not happy with the call. There wasn't a lot of contact, but there was enough, I think.
Personal foul number 4 on Jalea Green.
Yeah.
Kylie Flowers has 3. Morehead State inbounds to Charles on the left wing. Takes it into the lane. Stops, pops, got it.
And a nice job by Veronica. She's been trying to drive the lane the last several possessions. Did it that time.
Back to a one-point game. Just over 8 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Flowers standing dribble. Passes to the right wing to Michaela Mayfield. Got it to the curling Green. Takes it into the lane, scoops and scores. And we've got a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Rika Patterson on the SEMO bench.
Yeah, just before Morehead could inbound the ball.
And
so
that will be stretched to a media timeout. 7:56 to play here at Johnson Arena. Southeast Missouri up on Morehead State 55-52 as we go to the break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Ball game here at Johnson Arena. Just under 8 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Southeast Missouri on top of Morehead State, 55-52. Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett with you. And Drew, both of these teams have had ample opportunity. Neither has been able to really take complete control. It's been back and forth.
Right, it has.
Still a close one.
Right, and you're right. It seems like they keep giving each other opportunities to either pull away or get back into it, and not a lot of traction. Morehead has cut it to 3. And you just wonder again, we're starting to see Moorhead still sticking in the man-to-man. SEMO was starting to spread the floor more. They haven't been able to do that because of the zone Moorhead had played. So are we going to see something completely different the rest of the way than what we've seen all up to this point on both ends?
Yeah.
You'd like to see Katie Novak get going. Another thing, such a great three-point shooter, not attempted a single three-point shot yet for Moorhead.
52.4% from three over the last four games, and just shy of 40% from deep in OVC plays.
Right. So...
something we have not seen much of at all this year. Matilda Soderlund and Melissa Secchiaroli on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
Two bona fide three-point shooters,
right,
along with Novick, who is out there. So,
and they were trying to spread the floor. Moorhead was the last couple of possessions. So
you've also got Veronica Charles out there, who has made 38 triples on the year.
So we might be in for something.
Yep.
What's going on outside of the timeout? Well, first we got to decide who's inbounding the ball. Okay.
It will be Blessing King.
Yeah, Blessing will give it to me.
Full court pressure from SEMO. Charles passes ahead to Novick. She'll throw into the middle of the zone to Secchiaroli, who gets it to Charles on the far sideline. She'll back it back out, pass across to Novick on the left wing. Gets around Doyle, picked up by Stevens, gets around her, kicks to Soderlund, to Charles, right wing three, off the front of the iron, no. And a foul on Katie Novick, unnecessarily crashing in, trying to take the ball away on the rebound, but instead knocked Michaela Mayfield to the floor, and that's Novick's fifth and final foul of the night, as she will be disqualified and go to the bench.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a foul, but to your point, it was a completely unnecessary decision.
That rebound was clearly going to be Mayfield's.
Yeah.
SEMO basketball. Bowen to the curling Flowers. She flashes the number 4 sign with her left hand, passes to the far corner to Doyle. Back to Flowers, to Doyle in the far corner. She'll rotate back upside the arc to the left wing, now drives the angle, has her shot blocked down low, I think, by King.
Great play by King.
Comes away with the basketball, gets it to Charles, quickly the other way. Into the lane, splits defenders, has it taken out of her hands by Flowers. Rhodes got the ball, Flowers blocked her shot, and then comes the other way for SEMO. Far corner to Doyle.
And
Spin and a travel.
And so again, Moorhead with yet another opportunity. There seems to be a conscious decision out of the timeout, Tom, for Moorhead State to try and push the pace.
Yeah.
Sort of forcing up a couple layups, but again, they both teams have really started to try and spread the floor offensively.
Charles walks it through the eagle beak at midcourt, floats near the right hash, now back around a King screen. Right wing to Soderlund. Back out to Charles, holds the ball over her head, guarded by Bowen. Tried to penetrate, instead will pass back out to Haley Rhodes. To Secchiaroli, outside the arc left side. Rotates into the lane, scoops it up, missed everything.
It was a good screen to get her to the basket, but just missed the layup.
Mayfield, the rebound, gets it to Flowers. She'll stop out high right as she crosses midcourt. Now passes to the left wing to Doyle. Back to Flowers, to Doyle. Back out to Flowers straight away. One-handed pass to Bowen on the right wing. Back out top to Flowers, around to Doyle. She'll try the three-pointer and finds the range.
And Moorhead had dropped back into the zone. They just worked it around the perimeter until they found a gap, shot the three, and nailed it. Normally not a good three-point shooting team, but they've hit several tonight.
They have 4 out of 13. MSU on a 2:22 drought. They've missed their last 4 field goal tries, and a bumping foul by India Bowen trying to steal the ball away from Veronica Charles. 4th personal foul against the Red Hawks in the quarter. So
Moorhead will be shooting the rest of the way.
After the next foul, that is correct. This will be an inbound from the far hash.
Yeah.
Comes into Charles. Shot clock reset to 20. Charles floats to the left side. Now back around the top of the key to Soderlund. Catch and shoot. 3 off the back of the iron. No good.
You love the look. You like the shot selection. Just didn't go in.
Bowen stops as she crosses midcourt with a dribble and hands it off out top to Flowers. 6-point Red Hawk lead. They also have the ball. Doyle curls to take it, passes to Bowen. Dribbles back up the arc and hands it off to Flowers between the circles. 7 to shoot. Bowen fakes the 3, drives the angle. Scoop is too strong. Haley Rhodes tapped the rebound to herself.
Yeah.
And a whistle and a stoppage and a travel call.
They're going to call a travel. Oh, I thought they were going to call a foul.
I did too.
She did fall to the ground, partially because it felt like that she got bumped as she was going up for the rebound, but the referee's not having
it. There was some hesitation. I can't help but wonder if the two referees were kind of consulting.
Yeah.
Was there a foul?
Mm-hmm.
Neither saw contact. Inbounds to Doyle. She'll catch and shoot.
And
hits the jumper.
That is a
12.
Pivotal moment after a good defensive play where he appeared to have a rebound, maybe 2 free throws. They get the ball back, convert, and now the lead back up to 8.
That matches the largest of the night for the Red Hawks. On the other end, a foul called on Simo, I believe.
Yeah.
That's on Bowen.
And that'll send Veronica Charles to the line. A good free throw shooter on the season, but she's kind of struggled tonight, at least up to this point.
2 of 4 from the stripe. Simo now on a 7-0 run over the last 3 minutes, 18 seconds. The Eagles haven't scored in 3:36 until now.
Yeah.
As Charles hits the first of 2. 60-53, the Simo lead.
Moorhead with just 1 team foul. To me, that means let's get aggressive on defense.
Yeah.
Try and force some turnovers, and here we're seeing some
pressure. Charles did hit the second free throw. Red Hawks are handling the pressure.
There you go.
Until now, but they tracked down the loose ball. Doyle lost it initially, but got it back. Eagles deflected it away. 4.5 to play. Simo up 6 with the basketball. Doyle gives it to Flowers on the right wing. Out top to Bowen. Drives around Barnes into the lane. King rotates over, blocks the shot, but fouls her in the process. And that will put Bowen at the line.
Yeah, and Morehead State opting to fall back into the 2-3 zone, which we've seen a lot of tonight. Simo being a little picky now deep into the shot clock and then getting to the line.
Bowen, 8 points on the night. Makes the first free throw. She's now 1 of 3 from the line. Second one in the air. Rattles in, out, and back in. Extends the lead back to 8 for the Red Hawks as Charles crosses the midcourt to Barnes near the right hash. Gets to the cutting King, who misses another layup.
Yeah. In a great pass, great job to get to the basket, but just couldn't miss the layup. The layup's the easy part.
Yeah. Red Hawk basketball. Green to Bowen on the right wing. Underhands it to Stevens at the top of the arc. Now to Flowers. Kicks it far side to Bowen. Catch and shoot 3. Too strong. Doyle tracks down the rebound in the near corner. Back out top to Flowers. Shot clock reset to 20. Flowers crossover dribble against Charles. Scoops, misses. Stevens, another offensive rebound and another putback.
And that extends the lead to 10, and I believe that's their biggest.
That is their biggest of the night.
With 3.5 to play.
Barnes has it tapped away from her, but contact as well. And that will be Bowen again picking up the personal.
And a bit of a bailout there. There was contact, but she was also a little bit out of control, and it would have been a turnover.
Eagles without a field goal in almost 5 minutes. Barnes gets the first free throw to dance high off the rim and then drop through.
Yeah. And
back to single digits, 64-55. And it will stay that way as Barnes misses the second. Green the rebound, hands it to Flowers. She's picked up full court by Charles. Flowers gets it across the midcourt stripe. Still hounded by Charles. Charles now backs off a bit.
Morehead.
Flowers just running clock.
Yeah, Morehead falling back into a matchup.
Flowers out to Green at the top of the arc, working against Rhodes. Got around a screen, jumper from 12, no good. Rebound tapped to Abigail Stevens.
And again, another offensive rebound for Simo.
Stevens now with 11 rebounds to go with 16 points. Flowers to the curling Bowen between the circles. Gets around a screen. Michaela Hall picked her up, but not soon enough. Bowen lays it up and in off the glass. 66-55, SEMO. Haley Rhodes penetrates, scoop scores.
Yeah.
66-57, two and a half to play in the fourth.
Moorhead needs to put pressure on the ball.
They cannot be content to let SEMO just run clock, dribbling out top. Flowers has it. She'll give it to Bowen. Sekiroli guarding her with four fouls. Scoop shot. Yeah. Offensive foul against Bowen. She can't believe it, and I'm not sure I can either.
It didn't look offensive to me. Didn't look like Moorhead was set. It was not in the restricted area.
No.
So
Skylar Barnes and Melissa Sekiroli both went to the deck. I'm not sure who
drew it.
Drew the foul, but it goes against Bowen. That's, I believe, her fourth now.
Yeah, so
it is.
A bit of a break for Moorhead State here. Let's see if they can take advantage with 2:11 to go. They need to get something up pretty early in the shot clock.
Charles across midcourt stops at the top of the arc. Gets it to Haley Rhodes on the left point. Tries a crossover dribble a couple of times, but can't get around her defender. To Charles, she'll drive right side of the lane, scoops off the glass and in, and a foul call on SEMO, I think, on Flowers.
Right. And that'll send Veronica to the line with a chance to cut it to six.
That's the fourth foul on Flowers.
Right.
Charles, 23 points tonight. And a chance to cut this back to a six-point game with 1:54 to play. It's up. It's good.
And didn't even hit the rim. Barely moved the net.
Now the Eagles do defend pressure full court. It's into Green. Angling here to the near side, guarded by Haley Rhodes. Gets it across midcourt. Now hands it off to Flowers. Charles in her face defensively. Tried to reach in to get it, could not. Flowers keeps the dribble with 14 to shoot. Minute 35 to play. Down the left side of the lane, gets cut off. Comes back up. Bounce pass in the lane to Green. Misses the layup there. And Haley Rhodes wrestles the ball away from Abigail Stevens.
And
a timeout by Moorhead State.
Yeah, which may have saved the possession. She was a little bit out of control. Nobody came out to help her. So let's see what happens, what they draw up here. Moorhead State, I would assume, would advance the ball. So
the full timeout. We will take a one-minute break. A one-minute break. 1:27 to play. Southeast Missouri leading Moorhead State 66-60 on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
66-60. Southeast Missouri leads Moorhead State with 1:27 to play in the fourth quarter at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett with you. Drew will be alongside Chuck Mraz for tonight's second game as the men of MSU and SEMO will face off here on the hardwood at Johnson Arena. Eagle basketball. Soderlund to Sekiroli around to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. Can't get around Mayfield. Kicks to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three.
Yeah.
Partially blocked. Got the front of the iron, and then caroms out of bounds, and SEMO will get possession.
And that was designed out of the timeout to drive the basket and then kick it out to the open three-point shooter, and it worked. It's just the thing about this game is that you can do everything perfectly, but if the ball doesn't go in, you get nothing.
SEMO, a couple of substitutions. Eagles extend the defensive pressure. SEMO brings all five of their players down near the baseline. And they'll send a couple long, and then Doyle stays back to take the inbounds. Gets it back to Flowers, working against Haley Rhodes. Gets it across midcourt. Now angles between the circles toward the left hash. Rhodes forces her back out into the center circle as we tick to the one-minute mark. Flowers just running clock. Rhodes is going to have to get something done here. Pass now to Doyle. Pull-up jumper and just outside the free throw line. Great, great shot by the leading scorer on the season for SEMO, Alicia Doyle. She now has 12 points tonight and pushes the SEMO lead back to 8. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here.
And that was exactly what SEMO wanted. They wanted to go deep into the shot clock, and they wanted to hit the shot, which pushes it to 8, and Moorhead running out of chances.
Yeah.
You got to start to wonder how many possessions are even left in the game with 49 seconds to go. And another issue, Tom, is when you talk about fouling to extend the game, Moorhead has only committed 2 team fouls,
right,
which means they have to commit 3 more before they put them on the line.
Right.
Which, you don't want to start questioning, but don't let them go that deep into the shot clock when you got 3 to give in.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, if they whistle you, they whistle. Try again. You got 2 more chances.
Looking at the remainder of the schedule, and there's not much to look at as this is the next to last game of the regular season for the Moorhead State Eagles. The women will be back in action here on Saturday in the season finale at Senior Day.
Yeah.
And that will be against Lindenwood, who we have not seen this season. The one and only time that those two OVC rivals will face off in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
That game will tip off at 1 o'clock. Pre-game here on the Eagle Sports Network at 12:45. And then the men will play that day at 3:30.
Yeah.
Seki Aroli will trigger the inbound from the near sideline in the front court. Face guarded by Doyle, gets it into Michaela Hall. Back to Seki Aroli, out top to Charles. Eagles taking a lot of time.
Yeah.
Charles will try the three-pointer from the left wing, off the back of the iron, too strong. Mayfield the rebound, and a timeout called by Southeast Missouri,
right,
so they can advance the basketball.
And they're starting to feel it with about 38.9 seconds to go, up 8 with the ball. And really, if you're Moorhead State, you want to try and extend the game, so come out guns blazing.
Yeah.
Trying to do everything you can to get a steal.
If you don't get the steal immediately, foul.
Yeah. And if you get called for the foul trying to steal, oh well. Like, you have the opportunity here to be exceptionally aggressive.
Yep. Eagles have now missed 8 of their last 10 field goal tries tonight.
Yeah.
And field goal percentage on the game down to 37%.
Right.
Whitaker Bank by the numbers.
And a little uncharacteristic, because during that stretch, on a couple of possessions, especially the ones out of the timeout, I thought to myself, that is the shot we want from the player we want taking it, and it just didn't go in. And, if one or two of them had, it changes the entire complexion of the game.
True. Moorhead State out-rebounded Southeast Missouri by 18 when these two teams played on December 31st. Tonight it's SEMO out-rebounding Moorhead State by 11.
And I think that's one of the differences. It's really uncharacteristic for both teams.
Yeah.
Moorhead, we're normally a very good rebounding team.
It's the second-ranked rebounding team in the conference against the ninth-ranked.
Yeah.
Stevens will inbound far sideline, gets it into Doyle. And she's immediately fouled by Skylar Barnes with 38 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
Number 1 on Barnes. And only the third, as Drew said. The Eagles still have to give 2 more to put the Red Hawks at the line. Inbounds comes to Doyle. She's fouled by Michaela Hall. Hall picks up her third personal. Actually, they're going to put it on Barnes.
Yeah.
Stevens will again inbound. And again, it will come into Doyle. She's fouled by Hall. And that will put Doyle at the free throw line.
So they were able to, put him on the free throw line, only burning about 4 seconds total.
Doyle on the season, a 79.6% free throw shooter on the year. She has not been to the stripe yet tonight. Has 12 points and 9 rebounds. If she gets one more rebound, she'll join Abigail Stevens as teammates with the each with a double-double tonight. Misses the first free throw.
Yeah.
So stays in an 8-point game.
Winhope's barely flickering here, but...
yeah. Second free throw. This one's perfect.
Yeah.
69-60 SEMO, and a timeout called by Morehead State. They'll be able to advance the ball into the front court to inbound.
Yeah, and I believe this is their last timeout, so... And there isn't a whole lot to discuss here.
Yeah. Well, the computer stats are still showing the Eagles with 2 timeouts right now.
Okay. I believe that's wrong, but maybe it's right. But either way, whether there's 2, well, that is, you know, no small thing because you can't advance the ball.
Yes.
But as far as what's being discussed here, I think you're looking, you're putting your area, your snipers out there trying to get up a 3.
Yeah.
And then you get real aggressive going after the steal, and if you don't get it right away, you foul to try and extend the game.
Well, to put this in perspective, Morehead State is down by 9 with 32 seconds to play.
Yeah.
In the first 9 minutes and 28 seconds of this quarter, the Eagles have scored 10.
Yes. Yeah, so... And they just struggled offensively the entire second half.
Barnes to trigger the inbound near sideline, front court. Got it in down low to Hall, puts it up. Ooh, just missed the layup. But she'll get a chance to put points on the board with the clock stopped.
Right. Not a good foul if you're SEMO. You know, Hall did miss the shot, but she was wide open. And, you know, if she makes it, which you would expect her to, and there's a big difference between 2 and 3 right now. So...
Amaya Buchanan just fouled out. 7 points, 5 rebounds on the night. Hall's first free throw, no good.
And Morehead State, as we said earlier, really struggling from the free throw line tonight. Let me see what the...
7 of 21 now.
33% from the line.
Excuse me, make that... I was looking at the 3-point field goal line.
Yeah.
12 of 22.
Okay. When you said 7 of 21.
Yeah, 12 of 22.
When you said 7 of 21,
yeah,
it seemed plausible the way it's been going, and you weren't off by much. So.
All right, 69-61, Southeast Missouri up with 33.1 seconds to play.
Yeah. And I believe SEMO taking this timeout.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times in these timeouts, you're doing it to advance the ball, so if there is a turnover,
exactly.
It's not right in front of your basket. And you're probably doing nothing more other than drawing up a play for the person that you want on the free throw line.
How do you feel about that rule? It doesn't exist in men's basketball.
I personally hate it. I think it's completely illogical. Let's apply that logic to any other sport. In football, can you just warp 50 yards? Calling timeout. No other sport can you advance the ball by calling timeout. I think it's silly, but they didn't ask me what I thought.
They will inbound back into the backcourt to Flowers, who passes ahead to Bowen, and she's immediately fouled by Sekiaroli, and that will end the night for the junior from Sewers, France.
Yeah.
Sekiaroli, 8 points, 1 rebound, had 2 of 3 three-pointers dropped tonight.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when she first entered the game, you know, she entered on a flurry, hit the 2 threes, got a big rebound.
Eagles were 7 of 14 from three-point land in the first half, 0 of 6 from deep here in half number 2. Bowen's first free throw right on the mark. Back to
a 9-point
game. 9-point game, 70-61. All of the Red Hawks cleared off of the lane. Bowen's second free throw rims off, no good. Rhodes the rebound. She'll dribble ahead, guarded by Bowen. Works down the left side of the lane, splits defenders, lays it in.
Yeah.
And another timeout. And I believe that is the last timeout for Southeast Missouri.
Yeah. And...
Well... Actually, a stoppage in play as the officials are going to look at the monitor for something.
Yeah, I think there's confusion over how many timeouts exactly are left because the scoreboard's showing one thing. The live stats are showing something else. And it might be in dispute, like, was there a timeout available for them to call?
Could be. 1 second added to it. So 22 seconds remaining.
So I stand corrected. It was an official's timeout adjust the clock.
Yep. Inbounds comes to Doyle. She'll work it up against Barnes. And it looks like the Eagles are backing off and will wave the white flag.
And give credit to SEMO. Yep. They needed to win. They came in. They played a very good offensive game after struggling on the year and just did what they had to do.
Doyle will hold the ball and let the time expire. So a tough, tough loss in a crucial situation for the Morehead State women. They fall tonight 70-63 to Southeast Missouri. We'll take a break and come back and hopefully have a chat with Coach Kayla Petrie after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Southeast Missouri knocks off Morehead State in the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis joined now by MSU head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, tough loss tonight. You've got to tip your hat to Southeast Missouri. They came in, played with a lot of energy and a lot of aggressiveness on the boards, especially to make some things happen.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even say they played with a lot of energy. They just played with more energy than we did. Very frustrating. We're playing for potentially to be a second seed or a seventh seed. And for us to give that kind of effort, I guess that's on me, getting us prepared. I don't know what you have to do to get people prepared to play. But like you said, 16 offensive rebounds for SEMO, going to be really, really hard to win giving up a stat like that. Just lethargic. We're not a very good basketball team when we don't play up tempo. And it just seemed like we were out of it from the tip. And I don't know if it's tiredness, sickness. I don't know what it is. Just that fire that we normally have wasn't there.
Won't keep you long. You've got one more round to go in the regular season, round 18, and it's still an important game. You've still got an opportunity to potentially, I believe, still pick up a first round bye. I know this, it makes it a lot more difficult after.
Yeah, I don't think we can. I think the loss tonight meant the best we could get is fifth, and I don't even think we can. I think we have to win to get sixth.
Okay.
And I think if we lose, we get seventh.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we could get eighth. Maybe we could not even go. Who knows?
No, you're in. You get seven is as far down as you can fall, mathematically speaking. But you've got one more game to bounce back against a Lindenwood team that you've not seen
this season. How big is that game as far as setting the table and the mood for the tournament?
You know as well as I do.
Stupid question.
We don't know which team's going to show up. And again, that's on me. I've got fans coming up telling me how to motivate them. I mean, being as sweet as they can be, but I mean, I don't know. Thank you very much.
Okay, Coach Kayla Petrie, we'll be back after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
70-63, Southeast Missouri knocks off the women of Moorhead State tonight in an OVC basketball showdown. With the defeat, Moorhead State falls to 14-14 overall, 9-8 in the OVC, and Southeast Missouri improves to 9-19 overall, 6-11 in OVC play, and still in the hunt for that eighth and final seed in the OVC tournament. Moorhead State tonight shot it at a 38% clip, 35% from three-point range, only 54.5% from the free throw line. Southeast Missouri, 42.6% overall, 33% from three, and 62% from the charity stripe. The Red Hawks out-rebounded the Eagles 46-36, including 16-12 on the offensive glass. Individually, Abigail Stevens led the way for the Red Hawks with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Alicia Doyle just missed a double-double with 13 points and 9 boards. Also 13 points for India Bowen, 8 points for Michaela Mayfield, 7 for Buchanan and for Green, and 2 apiece for Flowers, Barton, and Cyan. For Moorhead State, it was Veronica Charles with 24 points, 12 for Haley Rhodes, and then it was 8 points for Secchiaroli, 7 for Hicks, 6 as well for Soderlund, 3 for Hall, 2 for King, and only 1 for Skylar Barnes tonight. Again, your final 70-63, Southeast Missouri over Moorhead State. We'll take one more break and come back and wrap things up and get set for our men's action after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
70-63, Southeast Missouri knocks off Morehead State in a women's basketball showdown at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Drew Barnett with you. Drew, any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, it was a disappointing day. I know Kayla's disappointed. The players are disappointed. To look at everything in, like, the macro version of it, though, we win Saturday, we're still going to finish with a winning overall record in the conference. That seems incredible compared to where we were at this time 12 months ago. The situation, I think they did out-hustle us, but they were playing for their tournament lives, whereas if anything, it's a chance for the coaches and everybody to say, okay, you know, next week if we have another one like this, it's over. We need to play like that. So, you know, we can't get out-hustled anymore. So there are some positives to take away from this. And I still think there were moments in the game where we did a lot of things right, but the ball just didn't go in.
Yeah, yeah. Nice working with you tonight.
It was.
I know you've got to maintain the co-pilot seat to keep it warm as you team up with Chuck Mraz for our men's game. That will tip off in about 25 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
We will go ahead and clear out, though. Again, for my partner, Drew Barnett, and our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin. I'm Tom Lewis, your final in the men's game or women's game tonight, 70-63, Southeast Missouri over Morehead State. We'll step out. Be back here in just a few minutes with our men's coverage. Thanks for listening on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.